Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lions 27-24 winners over the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday to remain unbeaten 2-0-1 with a solid effort. You just heard from Matt Patricia there giving all the credit to the guys. The Lions.
Yes. Look, they won. They're 2-0-1, which is great. Most people thought if they could be 2-2 going into the bye week, that would be sufficient. Well, even if they do lose on Sunday, they're going to be better than 2-2 in the bye week. It's going to be 2-1-1. You could argue they should be 3-0 right now, but that's old news. Look, was it a pretty win? Hell no. Did they make mistakes? Hell yes. Were they fortunate? Philly dropping balls all over the place, including a possible touchdown by Dallas Goedert.
Possible.
It was a touchdown. It's two in a row for that team. Aguilar dropped one against the Falcons on Monday. Aguilar dropped a couple more passes. The Eagles were dropping passes, turning the ball over. Look, but this is the National Football League. You have to take advantage of the opportunities. So many times in the past, those bungled plays, you know, the Lions wouldn't capitalize on, or the Lions were the ones who'd make the bungle plays. Now, they made a few yesterday. I mean, the block kick on the field goal that could have been disastrous. Thankfully, they called a penalty on Philadelphia, one of just four penalties they called on the Eagles, or else that would have been, you know, the 20-yard line, 25-yard line, worst comes to worst to Philly, as they tie the game with a field goal. Mm-hmm. But that got moved back to midfield, and Goddard dropped the pass, and Melvin made a really good play on the last play of the game.
I know this is kind of a popular game, but this team reminds me of the 2011 Lions in this respect. The more they win, the better they play, the more swagger they get, and the more confidence they're starting to play with. And they're starting to really get noticed, and they're also taking some teams off guard. Teams aren't expecting the Lions to be quite as good as they played the first three games of the season.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting noticed. I think that's the thing, is the one at the end of their record, that 2-0-1, puts them like a peg below the 3-0 Patriots, the 3-0 Chiefs, the surprising 3-0 Bills, the surprising 3-0 49ers. And so I don't feel like people are, you know, technically Sunday's game is a battle of two undefeated teams.
Technically.
But technically it is.
Yeah.
But it won't get regarded as such in the same way that, like, I know the Bills are hosting the Pats in Buffalo, and that'll probably get, even though no one's quite sure if Buffalo's for real, that'll get probably more attention than the Lions-Chiefs game. Well, I mean, the Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites.
Yes.
So not a lot of respect for the 2-0-1, you know.
The O is what's getting more people's attention than the one, I think.
It's
the fact that the Lions are 3 games undefeated in the season.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a surprise because nobody, and myself included, nobody thought they'd be there. I thought they'd be 1-2 at this point.
Well, because there's people who are looking at it and say, well, wait a second. You know, the first game, you know, Peterson didn't play. It was a rookie quarterback, and he only tied. Then the second week, all right, Gordon, Derwin James don't play. Kong doesn't play. You're fortunate they even win that game. Yesterday, Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Jason Peters get sick during the game, and you still have to scrape the win. You know, that's the way some people look at it. I say, F that. You win in the National Football League. It doesn't make a difference how you do it. You do not apologize for wins.
Agreed.
We're not in there sitting. I'm not sitting there and saying, well, this is a great team. That was a beautiful game. Beautiful when they played well. Hell, they couldn't run the ball at all yesterday. That is a concern. But it's so simplistic. You play to it's Herman Edwards. You play to win the game. And they won. So, you know, yeah, you don't have to jump up and down. But, you know, just realize, hey, you're 2-0-1. You move on. It's great. The team's not great, but it's great to be 2-0-1.
Yeah, and I actually think that what you're touching on there is that there actually is a lot of areas of improvement here.
So yes.
They're 2-0-1, and I think Matt Patricia would agree. I think the offense would certainly agree. The defensive line would definitely agree, I hope, that there's a lot of things they can do better and need to do better going forward. I think, you know, if you go down the ticket text today and you listen to some of the callers yesterday after the game, obviously there's going to be people who are going to hold out because they don't want to get burned, and I understand that. But you know what? you're going to watch the games regardless. So it doesn't really matter if you buy in or not. They are going to play the games, and we'll find out just how good they are. I think the next two games will have a serious impact on the buy-in factor. Clearly, the next two games will have a pretty big impact on what the season holds. But remember, this game against the Chiefs, while it will be a quote-unquote measuring stick game, it is not a conference game nor a divisional game. So they can kind of get away with losing it, and everything they still want to do is in front of them. The Packer game in 2 weeks after the bye week is clearly much bigger.
This, I mean, this would be an eye-opening, gravy win if they beat
the Chiefs. It'd be like when the 99 team beat the Rams.
Yeah. What'd that do for them? It catapulted them to the number one seed at the time.
Yeah, they were 6-2 following.
They win this game. It's a season game changer. Mm-hmm. I don't expect them to win, but it's all about going to Green Bay and getting that win and seizing control of the division, and that's when bigger things start to happen this season. I just don't understand how people can be negative. There is not one person, I swear, I would love somebody to call that thought they would be better than 2-2 after four games.
No way.
And it was all about surviving that so that you could contend for the division.
By the way, you talk about the Green Bay game. There's also the Minnesota game after that. The way everything's shaking out now in the NFC, it's likely the wild card's going to come from the north and from the west. So these games almost count double in the conference, the Green Bay's, the Minnesota's. You've got to win those games to keep yourself in the mix. And look, the way the entire division is playing, 8-8. All four teams could at least be 8-8 minimum in the division by the end of the year.
And the reason yesterday's win was so big is because that could be a big tiebreaker against the Eagles.
And you made a good point about the West, too, with they're benefiting from playing the AFC North this year.
Big time.
And you could see, I think we had a season a couple years ago where one division played another, and there was a significant weighting that affected everything.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 2 years ago when the Falcons got the wild card, went out and beat the Rams. It was McVay's first year.
So, wait, what are you saying of
that? Because of the Bengals and Steelers being so horrible.
Oh, okay.
And the Ravens just being a good team, and then we don't know what we have with Cleveland. They competed decently last night. Mm-hmm. That there could be a significant weighting in how the standings play out.
Yeah, like, so it's a disadvantage for the North to be playing the West because the Chiefs are good. Well, the Broncos and the Raiders look like they stink, but the Chiefs are good and the Chargers are good.
Yeah, their lines are in a pretty average situation. Yeah. But there's because those the Steelers especially.
Yeah.
Being down, that it's going to help the West probably get two and maybe three, depending on Seattle. I mean, Seattle blew a game yesterday that they should have won against a team with a backup quarterback, but they didn't come to play.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!